So, how's things been at work this last week?
Pretty horrible, actually. Everyone's been feeling a bit upset about the changes that the new boss is planning to make.
So what's he actually done?
Nothing as yet, apart from holding a few meetings telling us what to expect and what his old firm used to do.
So what exactly has he got in mind?
He says we don't do things efficiently enough.
Well, you've been saying that for years too.
Yes, but he thinks the best way to deal with things is to get rid of some staff and make the rest work longer hours.
He can't do that, surely.
Oh, I'm afraid he can. The union's already had our contract checked out.
I don't suppose he'd give people more money. You'd effectively be getting a pay cut.
Well, he does say he'd offer a bit more, but a lot of people value the time more than the money. We work long enough hours as it is.
Well, look on the bright side. You might have all the free time you could possibly want if you're one of the people to be made redundant.
I don't think I will, actually. He said it'd be done strictly on a last-in, first-out basis. And I've been there far longer than almost everyone else, amazingly.
But you've only been there for 5 years.
I know. There was a lot of turnover just after I arrived.
Surprise, surprise.
Very funny. Anyway, this whole business has been such a shock. I thought I was going to like Kevin when he took over as boss, but I couldn't have been more wrong. He's far worse than any boss I've ever worked for.
So, what are you going to do about it? Go on strike?
People are too scared to do that. They seem to think it'll make it harder for them to get another job in the future.
Yes, now I come to think of it, there was an article about prejudice against strikers in the paper. I'm sure I'd feel the same in their shoes.
So what do you think we should do? You had something a bit similar in your place a few years back, didn't you?
Well, it was a bit different. But we took legal advice. It cost a lot, but helped us a great deal in the end. No one got the sack, and the place works pretty well now, in fact. Everyone's almost forgotten about things. So I think it'd be worth your spending on that too.
Well, there's another meeting at lunchtime tomorrow. I'll put it to the others then. I hope we can sort something out. Everyone's in such a state.
Good luck.
That is the end of part 4.